Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, Zantac is a generic drug, which means that although it's got the same name, there's lots of different manufacturers that make it, market and sell it at stores. So, you know, you go and you'll see the name brand Zantac, but, you know, depending on the store you're at, you'll see the store brand as well. And those will all have different manufacturers with a wider range of techniques to manufacture the drug. And so what's going on now is that there's a contaminant that's a carcinogen, something that causes cancer in some of these products. And so that obviously poses a risk and has led to the recall by some manufacturers of the drug.
What are the other options?
So Zantac is a class of what we call histamine blockers. And these are slightly different than like the histamines we use to take care of the sniffles, if you will, but block histamine in the stomach and therefore block the generation of acid. So there's lots of other products out there. Pepcid is probably the most common other one that's similar to that. There's also a large other class of medicines called proton pump inhibitors. Some of those are available over the counter. One called Omeprazole, which is Prilosec, is a name brand, but there's lots of different manufacturers for that. Those can also treat heartburn, amongst other things. Again, a little bit of caution with all of these. Taking them long term, as we've had these out in the community and been prescribing and providing these for years and years now, taking them for a long time have shown to have some other side effects long term that are concerning, but. You know, in the short term, all these are fairly safe and well-tolerated, and there's lots of alternatives out there.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.